This is your morning routine.
Listen, respect my name.
Cap and J-Hood.
That's right. That's right. We're bad.
Watch the show on Twitch. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago. Stream the show on the ESPN Chicago app and on FM 100.3 HD2 and on ESPN 1000 Chicago. Now. David Kaplan and Jonathan Hood.
Good morning, everyone.
Bring them out. Bring them out. Woo! Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Oh, y'all, welcome in to the Captain J-Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. Live from the Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville with David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you. We've got JC, we got Shay, we got Jay Moore, we got you for a three-hour ride here on this opening day broadcast. Open phone line for you at 312-332-ESPN. 332-3776 is our telephone number. Good morning, Twitch. Twitch.tv/ESPN1000Chicago. That's where you can watch the show and all the shows here on ESPN 1000. And Cap, here we are, man. Opening day in the shadows of Wrigley Field. It starts today, opening day for Major League Baseball.
I got my obvious shirts gear on. Baseball is better at Wrigley. Here we go, baby. I walked into the lobby the other day. I think I was telling Black this. Walked in the lobby to pick up my credential. Nice lady there. I've seen her for 40 seasons or whatever I've been doing this. I walk in. Hey, Cap, how are you? How many years is it? I said, I don't know, 30, whatever. And she said, sign here. Here's your credential. And there's all these people in line waiting for their credentials. Like, just get your credential and get out of the way. Excuse me. Is this the same credential that I used for the World Series in October? And one of the Cubs vice president, Julie Greeter, is like, boy, are you optimistic.
Yes, and get out.
Yeah, and
leave. He also told
and
you
I,
to leave, too.
There were people behind me like, dude, just get your credential and go.
It's like there's half the people in the front office don't even believe that.
Dude, I'm so excited baseball's back. Like, we're going to do the show, and then I'm going to go home, and I'm going to be on the couch, locked in Cubs Brewers.
Yes.
Eat a little dinner, locked in White Sox Astros. Like, what a day. And I don't have to watch that dead-ass basketball team that we call the Bulls.
Well, listen, the reason why that I love baseball, it's in our veins, right?
Yeah.
The one thing that we have a lot of things in common, Cap, but the one thing is that we grew up on baseball.
We did.
So that love for baseball will never leave us.
Never.
And the same thing with opening day. It's just not just another day. No, a lot of people take today off, and we hope that you get a chance to come down here to Old Crow Smokehouse and spend time with us here as we get ready for opening day. But the point is, though, is that when you have baseball, hope springs eternal. When you have baseball, that means warmer weather is coming.
Yes.
When you have baseball, that means that you'll be spending time at the ballpark with friends and family, going by yourself, whatever it is. All I know is that when baseball starts, I know warm weather's coming. And so that makes me feel good. Now, listen, here's the thing. We're all 0-0, okay? So I'm going to be as optimistic as I can about the White Sox from my side of the show because I'm looking forward to the season. I want to see exactly what this White Sox team is made of. Same thing with the Cubs, too. Boy, big spenders, huh? $300 million?
There you go.
In spending? What are you, the Rangers?
How about
A lot of spending there from Clark and Addison.
We got the checkbook from Mr. Ricketts' top drawer.
Wow.
Jed went out and made some intelligent purchases.
Uh-huh.
They got Nico Hoerner extended the other day. Like, whoa.
Yeah, big signing.
How about that? I'm a huge Nico Hoerner guy.
Uh-huh.
And I really like what my team has done defensively. I just don't know if they have enough offense. That's the question. I still think they're a year away. I think they're on the precipice of getting on a pretty good run. I'm not telling you that this team is going to be running to World Series every single year, but I do think the dark times of the second rebuild, unconscionable, by the way, in 10 years, I think the dark part of it is behind us.
There is a correlation I want to make a little bit later on the show with the Bears and the Cubs in a second.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to talk to you a little bit about, for many years, you and the family went out to opening day. I know for many years, me and my college buddies would go to Old Comiskey or New Comiskey, the big blue elephant, when they built the New Comiskey, to spend time at opening day. This year, though, for you, is going to be at the house. For me, it's going to be in the Hood Cave watching baseball on four screens all day long. But this year, not at Wrigley Field for you.
So the rule in our house, we have four sons, Brett, Garrett, Alex, Nick. And the rule was, if your grades are good, your deportment in school is good, your behavior, that we would give you off opening day for the Cubs game every year. And I would buy tickets, and I would go to work, Mindy and her mom and her late mom and her dad, and the boys would all go to Wrigley. They'd go to Old Crow or Vines or when they built Gallagher Way, whatever it's called, Brick House, I think it's called. They would go hang out, and they would dress warm, and they would be at opening day. It was a holiday in our house. Some of our neighbors were like, you let the kids miss school for that? Yes. Yes.
Yes.
And we had a great time. And then the pandemic happened, so there was no fans. And now my kids, two of them are married. The third one's engaged. So we're not going to the game today, which is disappointing. But my wife and I will be locked in on the big screen watching.
And there'll be time for you to be get that done this summer, right?
Oh,
good. To be able to spend some time when it's a little warmer.
100%.
I mean, because one thing, listen, it's nothing like supporting the ball club, you know, whether it's rain or shine, whether it's cold or warm. But I think as we get a little older, we get a little smarter, don't we?
Yeah.
I mean, you kind of look at the calendar. Like, you've got the calendar for the Sox and Cubs right in front of you. You can kind of cherry pick. Like, it's going to be a warm one around May, you know, like May 15th, somewhere in there, Memorial Day.
Right.
Start stacking it, right?
Yeah, like I like, and I've invited you before, I like going out to an afternoon Sox game.
Yeah.
After we get off the air. Oh,
absolutely.
Go work out, eat some lunch, and go by myself. I went. They played the Rays. I sat in the stands by myself. I bet two guys to hit home runs. They both did. And I just had a great time.
Yes.
I'll do the same thing at Wrigley. Go sit in the bleachers. I'll go by myself. I have a press pass. Sit in the press. Just, I like the feel, the vibe, the smell of the ballpark. I do.
Well, for the time being, you have some evenings off until I start reading the trades and see if you got your evenings busy.
Yeah, no.
I don't know, man. Well, I don't know. For now, your evenings are open.
They're
so
open.
I figure I would catch maybe a couple of 7:05 games with you before your evenings start to get busy.
Yes,
again.
We're going to go to a White Sox game and go hang out and get something to eat in the area and just have a good time.
Yes.
It's a lot of fun to go to a baseball game. So I'm looking at the schedule here, and like July 21 is a Friday afternoon.
Who is it? Who are they playing, Atlanta?
Cardinals here.
Cardinals. Oh, God.
Yeah. Well, and I know everyone's mad at Wilson. I can't be mad at Wilson because I have a – he's been great to my son, Brett. Great.
Yes. Until he starts beating your butt. Careful now. You say that now in your rocking chair, happy for your friend Wilson, until he starts bludgeoning you because you know he's going to be a factor.
I texted,
he's got a chip on his shoulder.
I was texting. He texted me the other day. People mad at me up there. Yeah, they are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're a Cardinal, right?
They're not happy.
Yeah.
I will. Oh, Brett and I will root for you, Wilson. I hope you're dead-ass baseball team finishes in last.
Yeah.
Like, if you told me he hit 374 with 58 home runs, have at it, as long as your team doesn't win.
We got Sharfy in the building. Sharf, no, he's listening.
He's the general sales manager and VP.
What, he got a little Brewer action, a little Cub Brewer?
Yeah, we got Cub Brewer at Miller Park coming up. You've got the Cubs and the Dodger here in April. It might be a little chilly. How about July 14? Red Sox here.
Oh, boy. That's going to be big.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi.
A lot of guys going to be here. A little Boston.
And then if you look at the White Sox, like July 28, a Friday at 6:10, a Guardian in town.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Jeez.
And then you promised me last year you would do this.
What's that?
I want to find a day. I have to go through the schedule when there is Cub afternoon, White Sox night.
That means I got to go to Wrigley Field.
Yes.
Oh, God.
And then I'll go to Guaranteed Rate. Like that's just a sensational freaking day. If the weather's awesome, oh, man.
I told you Miller Park's closer to my home than Wrigley Field. I told you this.
And you live on the south side.
I told you, Cap. It's a little bit more convenient. I could tailgate at Miller Park or AmFam Field, as they call it now. I could tailgate, leave my coat in the car.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful stadium.
Yeah.
Probably what the Sox probably should have built I mean, it's a nice stadium and just more convenient from my home.
Now, the amazing thing about the Brewers is you can go to gas stations throughout Wisconsin and, hey, buy a tank of gas. We'll give you a free ticket.
Wow.
It ain't like that in this town.
Wow. That's so old school, by the way.
Oh, what's your zip code? We don't want to sell the Cub fans. You don't want our money? Okay, let those seats sit empty.
That's exactly what happened. If you don't let the Cub fan in, it just won't be a full house of Brewer fans there.
Right.
Because Cub fans will come in there, they'll buy the beer, they buy concessions, tickets. Why wouldn't you want that money?
There's got to be so many of them in the car right now listening to us going, I hate that he's saying this.
It's
but
true.
You know it's true. Dead-ass team can't fill your own ballpark. You got good players. I'll give you that. You got really good pitching. Burns and Woodruff and Peralta.
Yep.
They got good players. You guys don't support your teams like we do. Welcome to a big city.
How about a little fan trip, a little bus trip up to Milwaukee again?
Yeah, make sure we interact with the listeners better this
Absolutely,
time.
We will. Absolutely.
Record with them.
Why don't we get that? Well, that would be nice. And also, you know, the other thing, too, about the season when the schedule comes out is the travel, right? It's just being able to say, okay, I'm going to follow my team, whether it's Detroit, whether it, for me, Cleveland, and, of course, some other places maybe out west. That's always fun to see.
How about July 6th? July 6th at Milwaukee, a 1-10 game.
Yeah.
Get Zetterman to get us a place to broadcast in Milwaukee. We shoot up there early. Bam!
Yeah. I like that idea.
How about that?
I like that idea. Well, I love the idea of being able to see your favorite team in another city. That's always fun.
Yeah, last time we went to Milwaukee, pull the curtain back. First of all, Cubs get 7 in the top of the first.
Oh, God.
We took a bus up there with a bunch of awesome listeners, and we're there. It's 7-0, and I am just insufferable on all the Brewer people outside the skybox they had us in. They got 8 back in the bottom of the first, right?
I'm sitting next to you in that skybox, and I go, here you go, Cap. They're turning it around today. It starts today.
Right.
And then what happened?
7-0, and Jake Arrieta needed a mound visit in the bottom of the first. With a 7-0 lead, he couldn't protect it. 15-7, Cubs lose.
What did I tell you on the bus? What did I tell you? I said, DFA today. He doesn't ride back with the team.
And I said to you, you can't do that. He's a veteran presence in there. And then he told Bruce Fine to take his mask off on the Zoom.
Yes.
And that was the end of it.
Yes.
Released an hour later.
I wanted
get
him.
Out.
That day, I said, you DFA him. He's got nothing left.
Nothing.
A mound visiting the bottom of the first with your spot at 7 runs? No. Out. I know that he was the World Series hero, and but you know what, though? That's enough. And then he tore his own ass with a longtime guy and Bruce Levine.
Correct.
Telling them to take his mask off. who are you, Arrieta?
Correct.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Broadcasting live from Old Crow Smokehouse here in Wrigleyville. 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Are you going to Wrigley Field? And again, let's hear about your opening day. Cup fans and Sox fans, what are you going to be doing today? Taking the day off? Are you going to be watching the games? We want to get your thoughts on that. And still to come, our thoughts about the direction of both teams, the Cubs and the White Sox. We'll keep you company here until 10 o'clock. Here from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville.
September 29. Let's go there. September 29 at Milwaukee, 7:10. Do the show, hang out all day, and we clinch the division that night.
Oh, who's we, Milwaukee?
Cubby, baby, here we come!
Cap and J Hood, weekday mornings at 7.
Checkmate 1-6, immediate suppression on target.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Shot or no shot with Cap and J Hood on ESPN 1000 and the ESPN Chicago app.
That's why I see him in my shot.
Good morning. And welcome in to the Cap and J Hood Morning Show on ESPN 1000 and streaming on the ESPN Chicago app. With David Kaplan, Jonathan Hood with you as we broadcast live from the Old Crow Smokehouse here in Wrigleyville as we're here for opening day in the shadows of Wrigley Field. Now it's time for Shot or No Shot, brought to you by
Club Hawthorne. I'll be at Hawthorne today to shoot the horse racing show with the great Jim Miller on the road to the Derby, baby. You can win $400 in NCAA Final Four bets and Kentucky Derby bets while enjoying $4 Sam Adams beers. Watch the horse, Two Fills. It's the point leader for the Derby. It's from Chicago. That's right. Larry Rivelli, the trainer.
From Chicago.
Details at HawthorneBettingBars.com. Shay Dorling, take it away.
Good morning, boys. Happy opening day to you both. I wish I were out there with you, but excited nonetheless. How are we doing?
We're doing good.
We're doing
man.
Great because, again, we're going to have baseball. And I don't think this is going to wane for me. And I think, Shay, you've talked about this in the winter when we found out about these changes that's happening in Major League Baseball. It'll just be compelling to see how different the game is with the changes that have been made.
Yeah, I think the sport's about to undergo a renaissance. I have a lot of baseball for you here in Shot or No Shot, but I do want to start with the Bears quickly because Braxton Jones, obviously one of the biggest and most pleasant surprises on either of the Bears' lines last season, is now doing something kind of encouraging. He's working out with Cap's guy, Olin Krutz. The Bears have been linked to virtually every offensive tackle in this upcoming draft, but with the progress Braxton Jones has shown and taking this initiative in the offseason, Shot or No Shot, they'd be better off going defensive line or wide receiver with the ninth pick.
For me, Cap, you've got to be able to start replacing some of the players from last year on that defensive line. I'd like for them to address offensive or defensive line. So defense, if he's at defense or wide receiver, I'd say defensive line. That would be a shot for me.
Okay, that'd be no shot, Shay, because I live by one axiom. It's called BPA, best player available. If that's Paris Johnson, Peter Skoronski, Broderick Jones from Georgia, I don't care who it is. If it's the best guy on his freaking board that he puts billion hours in with his staff, watching every tape, interviewing every guy, bringing him to town, if he says best guy on the board is that offensive tackle from Georgia, then take him. If the best guy on there is a wide receiver, take him. Our roster sucks. We don't have enough talent. So whoever the best player is that can make an impact on my team, bring him here.
You say
so
that now. You
I'm
say
not
that
locked
now.
In on any position.
I think that it is true that beggars can't be choosers. You get, when you look at this roster, there's some openings on both sides of the football. But you'd hit the roof if the best player available, that BPA, would be a running back. You'd hate that. You would hate that.
I would, because I don't think he's going to do that, because he also includes, when he does his evaluations, he told us this in Indy, value at the position. So I don't think he's taking Bijan Robinson at number 9. I don't.
But if he did, oh, man.
Look out.
Mount Cap.
I'd go nuts. Right. But I would also say, all right, you're my GM. I hope you know what you're doing. Like when the previous regime, Ryan Pace, took Mitch. Okay, I love your conviction. I hope you know what you're doing. He didn't. And he works for Atlanta now. So that's how this all shakes out. Just get me the best damn player. I think he's taking an offensive lineman. Personally, if you made me bet, I don't think it's Skoronski. I think it's either Broderick Jones or Paris Johnson. But maybe he's trading down again. There's a lot of smoke that he's willing to move down to like 15, 14, 16 and get more draft capital because there's that many holes. So yeah. Whatever it takes.
When you're at a deficit, Shay, and you're the worst team in the NFL, you got to keep building towards something. So, again, you could play a game of darts and be able to hit a position that you need to fill. I'd like for them to look at that defensive line because, as Yurko, when I did spring training with Yurko, Yurko coined the phrase, how do you build a house? Do you build it on the inside first or the structure on
the outside? I heard him say that with you.
And it made sense. It's like, well, yeah, they went with linebackers. But, again, this is the same general manager that went secondary first.
Correct.
With the last draft.
Because he took best players on the board.
So,
period.
So it's fair. I just hope they don't out-dumb the room.
Right.
That's what I'll do. But make sure you're filling those holes because that's proper. You got to get to the quarterback. I want another bad defense like we saw last year. That was hard to watch.
Shay.
All right, boys, let's get to baseball. It is opening day, and the best thing about this on the calendar, no matter what team you're a fan of, your team is 0-0 and tied for first. Anything can happen. Vegas has win totals for both Chicago teams, obviously. Depending on where you look, the Cubs at 77.5, the White Sox at 82.5, five games separating the two teams. So my question, pit the two of you against each other, shot or no shot, the White Sox will win more games than the Cubs this season.
Well, that's a shot.
Yeah, I'm right with you. It's an absolute shot.
That's a shot.
We'll see. They should. Come on now.
But it might be a photo finish, though, because I'll max it out. We haven't made our official prediction yet. I'll max it out at 80 for the Cubs.
Okay.
That's high.
Yeah, I'm a little higher than that.
Well, I mean, so you're telling me you're better than the Brewers this year. That's what you're telling me.
No, not necessarily.
Well, you're not going to win more than that unless – if you think that the Brewers are less than I will go with you with the win total. I say 80 wins. I think St. Louis and Milwaukee are better than the Cubs in the division right now. What does Pakoda have? I've seen something like 76 wins.
Cubs over under in Vegas, depending where you shop. It's 77.5 on PointsBet. It's 77.5 on DraftKings. I believe Barstool has that. I was on a Zoom with Barstool Chief and his guys last night, and I believe Barstool has it at 76.5. For me, I'm going over.
I think
the Cubs are like an 82-80 club. Not quite where we want them yet, but out of the freaking dark ages.
FanGraphs has the Cubs at 75, the White Sox at 80.
I think that the White Sox are one or two games better than last year.
What'd you win last year?
81-81.
Okay, I have you at 84-78.
That's about right.
Cubs 82-80.
And if that's the playoffs, that's the playoffs for the Sox. But I believe that the Cubs, if I was with that number you gave me, I will go over and say that's about an 80-win ball club, 79-81 ball club. So again, you're not ready to win yet. All the money you spent is great because you're establishing a foundation, but you still need more. Fair?
Yes. And I think there's a lot coming from the system and another year of spending next winter. But if they don't win over 76.5 games,
oh, boy.
Oh my God, I'm going to be Mount Vesuvius, and I'm going to blow here. I'm going to go crazy.
It's all right. You got Pete Crow Armstrong and Brennan Davis on the way.
And Matt Mervis, Mash Mervis, as we like to call him.
And who's we?
Me and my brethren around here in Wrigleyville.
There's nobody else is in here that's called it. Where's your brethren? There's nobody in here called
They're
them Mount Mervis.
Right,
and Alcantara.
Who?
Alcantara, Kevin Alcantara.
Oh, he's coming.
Mm-hmm.
Top 100 prospect, man.
Chris Hernandez.
We got him in the Rizzo deal. Jed made some really astute trades.
We'll hear from Jed coming up at 9 o'clock.
Live on the show.
All right, boys. Baseball has undergone a bit of a makeover in recent years. Obviously, this year, you'll get bigger bases, new pickoff regulations, a shift ban, and the pitch clock. We are also only in year two of the universal designated hitter. Despite both leagues playing with the same rules, though, there are still separate MVP and Cy Young awards for each. My question for you, shot or no shot, baseball should go the way of other leagues. One MVP, one Cy Young.
I'm going to say no shot because you don't get as many interleague games. Like the Bulls are going to play every team in the NBA, every one of them. And so you get a chance to...
Well, Cap, remember, baseball changed the schedule, so that happens now as well.
Yeah, this is the first year, though, and you don't get a lot of it. You just don't. I liked the weighted schedule in the division. I always think Cubs, Sox, Cardinals... and Royals, those should be six-game series. I don't like that they have been whittled down in importance. I do not want one MVP. I want one in the American League and one in the National League.
But you can understand, Shea likes the drama, though, of you don't – where's the J.J. Redick versus Kendrick Perkins argument about MVP in Major League Baseball? I mean, it became a riot between those two, between Jokic and – I guess Jokic and Embiid, I think
Correct.
It was.
It is.
And so, same thing in Major League Baseball. What if?
That got to be a personal thing. Like, you and I can argue.
Yeah.
That got.
Well, it went around racial lines.
Yeah, it just
got uncomfortable.
Got uncomfortable.
Yeah. I mean, you can have debate TV or debate radio, but when it gets to the lines of being uncomfortable, where both have not been on the air at the same time since then there's a problem.
There's a problem.
But. Shea, do I have that right, though? Because if you narrow it down to one MVP, now more eyeballs will be on, especially late September games, who's leading in the MVP, all that, right?
Yeah, it creates more drama between the two leagues. It creates more maybe races. I get that having it in each league, maybe if there's one really dominant guy. Like last year, I don't know, last year we had the Ohtani-Judge debate in the American League. Is it always that good? Like if it's both leagues. Does Ohtani get in the conversation for Cy Young overall? Where does that happen? I think it becomes a more interesting debate.
Yeah, I think that maybe for this new generation, Cap, we got to get away from the American League versus National League. Now, again, it's already in my veins. I'm a longtime American League guy. Mm-hmm. Sox guy, American League guy, used to my games being 3 hours and 15 minutes. That's who I am, right?
You're ready for shorter games.
Yeah, but when it comes to this, Major League Baseball should be a whole more so than this is my division, this is my league, America versus National. What Shea's trying to do is bring it all together, where it's not just American League guy, National League guy, just baseball as a whole, like the NBA, like the NFL, like the NHL.
Well, you also, when we were kids, Shea wasn't even born yet, you had the umpires in the National League had a chest protector under their blue dress shirt. Mm-hmm. The American League had that big pillow they held up.
Yes.
Like, and the umpires literally would only work their league.
Yes.
So you were an American League ump or a National League. Finally, they brought it all together several years ago. So I understand having one, but I prefer to have separate MVPs.
Got a few more shot or no shots right around the corner. Also, around the National Football League, don't forget we also have got Deal Breakers coming your way at 8:35. We're broadcasting live from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville, Cap and Jay Hood. Weekday mornings at 7.
Welcome back to Opening Day, the North Side Way. Live from Old Crow Smokehouse on Clark Street in Wrigleyville. Presented by Miller Lite.
Stop by or listen live on the ESPN Chicago app on FM at 100.3 HD2 or ESPN 1000.
Miller Lite presents our broadcast from Old Crow Smokehouse in Wrigleyville, Cap and Jay Hood on ESPN 1000 and on the ESPN Chicago app. Still to come, we'll go around the NFL and also Deal Breakers, because it's not only opening day but also a Deal Breakers Thursday right here on Cap and Jay Hood. More of Shot or No Shot. Here's Shea Norling. Shea?
Yeah, boys, sticking with baseball, let's go to the futures market. Something interesting here. With the separate Cy Youngs that will stay separate for now, in the American League, the favorite is new American Leaguer, Texas Ranger, Jacob DeGrom for Cy Young at plus 550. He's followed by Garrett Cole at plus 700, Dylan Cease at plus 900, and then Shohei Ohtani rounding out the big favorites at 11-1. But shot or no shot, the best bet on the board is Chicago's own Dylan Cease.
I'm going to say no shot because if healthy, I think DeGrom wins it. He's in a good place to pitch. He's away from the glare of Mad Dog and the rest of the New York media, and he's a beast.
DeGrom now, with a small D.
Correct.
And a small D DeGrom out of New York.
Small D and a capital G.
He's in Dallas. They don't care about the Rangers. He's in a good market.
Correct. So
that's a fine.
I'll get you money. I've got it with me. I got it.
Okay.
I got it here. If DeGrom stays healthy, I think he wins the Cy Young. Now, if he doesn't stay healthy, and to be honest with you, this dude can't stay healthy. He's never healthy. Like, all that ability and the Thunderbolt right arm always seems to have a little bulky problem with it.
Yeah.
Then I think Shohei Ohtani's the best bet on the board.
Why don't you just give it to Cease and get out of there?
He's an ex-Cub.
And a beat cop.
Still mad.
With the mustache.
That we paid for a Lamborghini with Cease and Jimenez and a couple of guys that didn't even make it. And we got back a 2018 Regal.
Why don't you just...
A Buick freaking Regal.
Why don't you just be
Quintana.
Fair? Just be fair and just give it to Cease.
No.
Because why not?
When he re-signs with us as a free agent, then I'll give it to him.
I'll give it to Cease. That's a shot. And the reason why is because I'm not sure Ohtani's going to be with the Angels all season. How about that?
That's a good point. He may be right down here at the Old Crow Smokehouse getting his pregame meal in. Getting his swerve on, getting ready to be a Cub.
You put that dumb C on his hat and he'll be injured half the time he's here. We're going to give him a 20-year deal? What's it going to take, Cap? Like 12 years? $600 million?
8 years, $400 million.
How old is he?
29, I believe.
No, I mean really.
8 years, $50 million a year. Do you have any idea the endorsement opportunities? Him as a Cub? Oh, my God. He's going to be the highest paid baseball player this year. Endorsements and other, he will make $65 million. Max Scherzer second at 59.3. Aaron Judge third at 44.5. Endorsements and baseball money.
Shay, what do you think? I like Cease in that spot.
He's a front runner. He's just because he's just got his Sox hoodie on.
Yeah.
No pun intended.
Yeah, yeah. The reason why is because it's opening day for me too, pal.
I agree.
Absolutely. Not a front runner. I've been with this team since 1973. Who are you talking to right
Dylan
now?
If Dylan Cease was on the Mariners, would not be picking him.
Who are you talking to right now?
I've been
with this team since 1973, and you're going to tell me I'm a front runner? Who the hell do you think you're talking to? I'm a Southside guy, loving this team all my life. You're telling me I'm a front runner? Who the hell do you think you're talking to?
If Dylan Cease
was a Mariner, I'd take him.
How about if he was a Twin? You would no shot.
I'd keep my money.
Yeah, exactly.
Don't worry about it.
That's my point.
Front runner.
That's it.
Me?
Unbelievable.
He's a homer.
Me?
Shay.
Hoodie, to answer your question, I would go with Dylan Cease as well. I'll tell you why. DeGrom can never stay healthy. Like, injury concerns are what they are. Gerrit Cole, well, MLB issued the crackdown. They are going to do extra hunting down for the sticky stuff. Yep. Gerrit Cole, when the sticky stuff crackdown was at its height, had no strikeouts, had very little control over getting strikeouts. The spin rate way down, just wasn't as effective. And Ohtani, it feels like the hitting takes too much off of him and he doesn't pitch enough innings. I like Cease the best on this list.
Front runner.
Don't you have anybody on your dead-ass Tigers team?
Oh.
Sparky?
There's no reason to take a shot. It's opening
day. What are we doing?
Taking a shot for no reason.
Taking a shot.
The only ones who could, they're all on the IL.
You get one of those fancy tweets you put together and say, Tigers baseball's back.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Now, there's no reason for that.
All right, what is there to be excited about, too?
Yeah, third place cap. Yeah,
when
talking
you work
to me
in small letters. Yeah, I would think so. Shit.
All right, boys.
There's no need for third place cap to be taking shots. Go ahead.
Last opening day shot or no shot. I hate to be this guy, but the forecast today is 44 and cloudy at first pitch in Chicago, which is hardly what anyone would call baseball weather. My question with opening day consistently being in March now, shot or no shot, teams who play home games in hostile winter climates should open on the road or play in a dome?
That is a shot. As much as you can. As much as the schedule will allow, okay. Absolutely. Okay. The northern team should play in the south or the west.
Okay, so my wife, Mindy, who I adore, I love her. Best decision I ever made in my life was marrying her. That said, her sister Veronica, her sister Lisa, hi, my father-in-law, Ron. What? Ron's not that hot.
I don't mean Ron being hot.
Lisa and Veronica, yes.
Yes.
They solved the world's problems last night. Well, why aren't the Cubs playing in Milwaukee in a dome and then go west? Because you got to understand something. If you owned the Brewers, you're saying, hang on a second. The kids are in school. The weather stinks. Yes, we have a dome. Why do we have to play all the home games in April and give the Cubs June, July, and August dates? Uh-uh. There are years you're going to have to open in the cold, and there are years you're going to open out west or in Florida. It's this year, they're opening here. It's part of the deal.
This seems like it happens more times than not, though. That's the whole thing. Cubs should be in Atlanta. That's where they should be.
Well, where
they should
be
in Florida.
When the Cubs opened right the year before the pandemic, Shay could check it. I think it was 19. Didn't they open in Florida? Ian Happ hit the first pitch of the season out. Won that game. And then they gagged away the next day and lost with Darvish on the mound.
We were here last year at opening day for the Cubs as well.
But that was the home opener.
I think
in 2019, they opened in Texas, in Atlanta, and then in Milwaukee. They didn't play a home game until April 8th.
So where did they open in Florida? It had to be 18 then. It was pre-pandemic. I know that. And Ian Happ hit the first pitch of the season out.
Yeah, 18 was at Miami, at Cincinnati, and then at Milwaukee. Again, no home game till April 9th.
Now, here's the thing. You can't avoid it all the time, Shay. I understand your point. You can't avoid it all the time. But if the schedule allows, why can't the Cubs? And again, they can open up in Florida. They can open up in one of these dome stadiums. They can open up in Arizona. But at some point, you got to come home. And by the way, when you do come home, it's still going to be cold, colder than a mother-in-law's kiss.
Correct.
It's still going to be cold. Because you won't get warmth here until May.
Yeah, my mother-in-law has been gone 8 years. That would be a cold kiss.
Well, that's why I said that. called Holder and the Mother-in-Law's Kiss.
Marty.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Not as sweet as it would be
Correct.
If she was alive.
Correct.
All I'm telling you is that it's still going to still be cold. You know, I'm calling the UIC Flames baseball, college baseball. I mean, it was Tuesday, 38 degrees.
Yeah, but you're in a heated booth with windows.
Heated. Curtis Granderson built a great stadium. Doesn't have a lot of heat in it yet. It's a little drafty.
My guy has to wear like those, Shay, what do they call those things the skiers wear? Like overalls, the heated, like.
The snowsuit.
Snowsuit, that's it. That's the word.
Yeah. It gets tough in there. A little drafty.
Yeah.
So I had to get the jackaloons in there from Western Illinois. We want the windows open. Oh, God. Windows open. Two balls, two strikes.
Right. A little cold.
it gets a little chilly in there.
Snorling.
That's it for Shot or No Shot, boys.
How about do you have a minute for around the NFL?
I do. Something interesting happened as of last night that I think Cap is going to be very intrigued by. The Sacramento Kings, I know this starts with the NBA. Mm-hmm. The Sacramento Kings clinched an NBA playoff berth for the first time in 16 years on Wednesday night.
That's awesome.
Which makes the New York Jets the longest playoff drought in the four major sports leagues. They have not made the playoffs since 2010. That 13 years is the longest drought in the four major sports.
When was the Lion last in the playoffs?
2012, I believe.
That's the Caldwell era, I believe.
They have even been 2016.
Really?
It's the Jim Caldwell era.
Yeah, they got destroyed by Seattle in a playoff game. I think that was 2016.
So I want you to think about this. Now, Mike Brown will be coach of the year in the NBA. There's no doubt. Mm-hmm. Mike Brown's a terrific job.
Terrific.
It's a Sabonis, De'Aaron Fox, really solid team. Really like that Sacramento team. They're not going to go far in the playoffs, but at least they're going to make it. The Jets will probably break that spell, too. Whenever this Rodgers thing is going to be taken care of, Rodgers will get the Jets in the playoffs as well.
You've been at your home in St. Martin for a few days of R&R.
Uh-huh.
We had Albert Breer on yesterday. He had to move from Tuesday to Wednesday.
Oh.
And Albert was on, and he said he believes the Rodgers thing, if it's not done by tomorrow, it'll be done in the next week because Gutekunst, the Green Bay GM, and Joe Douglas, former Bear executive under Ryan Pace, by the way, the GM of the Jets, have an excellent friendship and working relationship. And the Packers admitted yesterday they have moved off of the request for the Jets' first-round pick this year. It's going to be some conditional picks that if Aaron retires after 1 year, the Packer is going to have to send a pick back to the Jet. But if he plays and they play well and they make a run, the Jets going to have to send a future first-rounder to Green Bay. That's how it's going to go down. And I think a second-rounder this year.
So because of that, I have the Jets in the playoffs. So they'll break that long-time streak, too.
I have a ticket on the Jet to win it.
Yes, I know.
And I also have a ticket on the Jet-Lion Super Bowl matchup. Take that.
Nothing like an impulsive buy. Why don't you just hand me the money so I can just burn it for you? It's easier.
It's called value. That Jet-Lion Super Bowl, if it happens, oh my goodness. It's going to be a nice day in my house.
I'm sure it will be.
Don't tell Mindy, I bet it.
That's what you put that money in your sock. You'll never know that you had it.
Yeah, there'll be a lot of it.
We're broadcasting live from the Old Crow Smokehouse, brought to you by Miller Lite here at Wrigleyville. Coming up, we've got Deal Breakers because it's a Deal Breaker Thursday. And your phone calls, 312-332-ESPN, 332-3776. Opening day on the Cap'n J. Hood Morning Show.
Here's today's headlines with Cap'n J. Hood.
Good morning, Chicago. It's opening day. It's finally baseball season. Both teams are in action today with the Cubs taking on the Brewers at 1:20 at Wrigley Field. It'll be Marcus Stroman on the mound to take on Corbin Burns. The White Sox will play the Houston Astros at 6:08. It'll be Dylan Cease on the mound for the Sox. You can hear the game 6:08 with Lennon, DJ, and Connor right here on the home of the White Sox, ESPN 1000. Speaking of baseball, history was made last night with Major League Baseball and the MLBPA reaching an agreement on a five-year collective bargaining agreement with minor league baseball players at all levels. Minimum minor league salaries will rise by at least double. The Bulls dropped their second straight last night, this time to the Lakers, 121-110. As Chicago's own Anthony Davis went off with 38 points, with LeBron James adding 25. For the Bulls, Vucevic led the way with the 29 points for the Bulls, and DeRozan with 22. Zach LaVine had 16. The Bulls will take on Charlotte next. Jay Moore.
It's baseball season. You can smell the green grass. Welcome back to the Miller Lite opening day broadcast from Old Crow Smokehouse. Stop by or listen live on the ESPN Chicago app on FM at 100.3 HD2 or ESPN 1000. We all have to make choices in sports and in life. It could be running on third down.
You ran the same third down situation, and you ran the same play twice. You're getting paid for that.
I cannot believe the call.
Or managing finances.
This country, you've got to make the money first.
Or it could be a deal breaker.
It is time for Deal Breakers here on ESPN 1000 on the Cap and J-Hood Morning Show. It's the Old Crow Smokehouse. We're in Wrigleyville. That's where we're broadcasting from, brought to you by Miller Lite. Not only will it be our show, but also Carmen and Yurko will be here as well between 10 and 2. So come on by and see our show and also Carmen and Yurko at Old Crow Smokehouse here in Wrigleyville. Time for Deal Breakers. Here's Shay Norling. Shay?
All right, boys, let's get right into it with Deal Breakers this morning. You've been dating a woman for a while. You're both in your 30s, and she invites you to stay the night at her place. You haven't spent the night at her house yet, but she invites you to come over and stay the night with her. Before going to bed, like going to actual sleep, she tells you that she still sleeps with her baby blanket from her childhood, and she has to get it out and put it in the bed with her. She takes it out. It's like a weathered rag. It's done because of its age, got holes in it, it's all discolored, it's raggedy on the end. How do you react to the baby blanket being in bed with you?
So pretty much you're dating Linus, who always carried his blanket around,
right,
as you remember from the Peanuts.
So at least it's not Pigpen.
That's right. Or Franklin giving you a high five all the time.
I got no issue with that. Look, I'm a whack job. Believe me, I get it. I understand I've got my quirks and idiosyncrasies more than anyone. And I got my proclivities. So if she wants to have a little torn up blanket in there, long as it doesn't keep me from taking care of business, I'm all in.
What business are you trying to take care of there?
What, are you on the phone? He's making calls.
Yeah, take care of horse racing, making some bets. What kind of business are you talking about?
Never know.
What do you mean?
Trying to have some fun.
I don't understand. You're talking about betting, right?
No.
What kind of fun are you talking about? Oh, that.
That kind.
Need some WD-40 for that. And also for the bedpost. Need some WD-40 for that as well. I would say
the ties around the bedpost are fine.
Okay.
I am, I got no issues if she's got that little blanket. Tells me that she and I would be vibing.
No. You think that's weird, but if she's hot, you're totally fine with it.
Well, she would be hot.
If she was hot.
I wouldn't be there if she was.
I'm just telling you, you never know with you. You get weird proclivities that way. I would just tell you that it would not be a deal breaker, but it'd be a conversation.
Is she hot?
Yeah, is she hot in that spot?
Listen, I always say beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
She
must not be hot.
Is it in the bed? Okay, at the foot of the bed. Does it have to be all the way up there? Like, if I'm trying to make a move and it smells like baby milk from when she was 3 years old, that's a problem.
Well, wash the thing.
Well, what if she doesn't? She likes the memories. She doesn't want it washed. Right?
At some point, you got to get rid of the thing. It's torn up. There's holes in it.
So what?
It's weird.
Who are you to tell her she's got to get rid of it? If it makes her happy, happy wife, well, happy life, man.
That's fine, but they may be happy without me. The attachment to the baby blanket's odd to me. Something's up there.
Yeah, it doesn't bother me. Not at all.
The baby blanket. It's nasty. Put it at the foot of the bed. You want to keep it in there, it's fine. But don't put it all the way up to your neck. Smelling, and it's got holes in it where rats were eating out of it. No shots.
No rats. No. Yeah, I got no issues.
No, that would be...
Sweetheart. Have at it.
Yeah, of course. You're hot, so it's okay. She's hot, but let me tell you, she has a baby blanket in the bed with us. It's the best. It's so strange.
Let's go.
Strange. No, Shay.
All right, on the topic of is she hot, you decide to test out a new dating app that wants to repopularize the blind date. You match with a woman and you get to talk to her over a 3-minute blurred video calls. You can't see her, but you can talk to each other. Yeah. You have a few of these blurred phone calls. You both schedule a time to meet in person for dinner because you're really hitting it off. When you meet, you think she's incredibly attractive, but she chuckles and she tells you that you look like a cartoon character. How do you react to this?
Damn.
Well, I mean,
is she saying it in an endearing way?
No. Is there an endearing way to say you look like you're out of a cartoon?
Well, if she says, boy, you look like you're built like Mighty Mouse. Wow. Or if she said, yeah, you remind me of, you know, some awful character.
Shrek. Elmer Fudd.
Shrek. Yeah. Then, you know what? I'm out. See you later.
Yeah. I might be built like Mighty Mouse, but I pack a powerful punch.
Yeah.
A couple of those. Yes, you could do that.
Yeah.
I would say it's not a deal breaker. She thinks I look like a cartoon character. That's fine. Does that mean that we're not going to date? If that's her initial reaction, that's fine. It's kind of like the show Blind Date on Netflix, isn't it? Isn't it Blind?
Love is Blind.
Love and is Blind.
That is exactly where I got this from because my wife was watching it yesterday. You mind if I expand on why I'm bringing this up?
Yeah, no, please.
This couple, and in this show, you have to meet each other and you go through the matchmaking system and then you come up with like who you fall in love with, but you don't get to see them.
Yeah.
And then there's the big reveal when they see each other. So the guy comes out and he finds her very attractive and she just cannot stop laughing. She says his eyes don't work right. He's not blinking enough. He's staring at her. It's kind of creepy. He looks like he's out of a cartoon. She says this to him. Then he gets down on one knee and proposes. And she says, no, thank you. We have to see how this goes.
Well, if she's going to go into, long detail about the way I'm looking, then that's a no shot.
Yeah, and it's not going to go anywhere. Like, if you sat down and she's like, hey, great to meet you, John. Let me just be honest. You remind me of a cartoon character. This probably is not going to work. Okay, I'm going to save you some time.
Yeah.
So do you. I'm out.
And by the way, see this bill? You take care of that. Good night.
That was my first day with my wife.
You stuck Mindy with the bill?
Yeah.
What a jack.
We made a bet. We made a bet on the Cubs. I met her at Wrigley. And she lost. So she took me to dinner. We went to dinner. The check came. They set it down in front of me. And I slid it right across the table. I go, well, give it to me. It's on you, sweetheart. You lost the bet. Then I didn't call her for 6 months. Now we've been married. It'll be 19 years.
That's right. That's because Cap had other prospects. He had his own Pete Crow Armstrong in the bullpen waiting. True? True. Shay.
What an unbelievable story that Cap stuck her with the bill, called her sweetheart, and then didn't call her for 6 months, and they're married. That's incredible.
Well, that was just another woman. I mean, he had a full bullpen back then. Between marriages? Oh, my God. It's amazing how many women he had ready. I'm on TV, hun. I'm on radio, hun. Jump on the Cap. Take that. And that. And that.
No.
Don't tell me no. That's exactly how it was. I mean, she was just another. Yeah, she's fine. She, you know, she lost the bet. Take care, sweetheart. Never see you again. Hello.
No, the funny thing is, a year later, or 6 months later, I walked into the skybox at Wrigley. She was in there. She's like, oh, did your phone break? Because I had said to her, hey, you want to grab sushi next week? And then never called.
Aha. Uh-huh.
But here it is. It's a love story. It worked out.
It is a love story on Lifetime.
Take that,
but
Shay.
It is a love story. It's because Cap already had a nice list, had his rotation. Mindy was on the bottom of it. All right, more of the Cap and Jay Hood show.
It's
and
a
more
fast rising list.
Deal breakers. And don't forget, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll hear from Jed Hoyer, the general manager of the Chicago Cubs. And still to come from Old Crow Smokehouse, brought to you by Miller Lite on Chicago's Home for Sports.